So on the first unofficial depth chart, you were listed as the top tight end. Mm-hmm. Does that mean anything to you?
I mean, no, not really. You know, the way we use our tight ends, you know, we can all be thrown in there at any moment. And, you know, we all have something to offer. And, you know, it's a pretty, you know, good tight end group. So I'm excited to see what we all do this year.
One of the things that Hugh lauded you for and that kind of stood out last year is your ability to block. Where does that kind of come from, and do you take pride in that?
Yeah, something I definitely take pride in. You know, when I was back at USC, I learned from a young age that that's really important. And, you know, Lane Kiffin and Rhett Ellison kind of brought me along, you know, to be, you know, a good blocker because it's, you know, most important in football.
What are you looking to do to take the next step? I mean, we've talked before, and you do some things really well, and you mentioned the blocking, and, you know, you kind of establish yourself as a, you know, a solid player, but what do you need to do to really kind of elevate yourself?
I mean, as far as right now, you know, I'm just looking to become a more complete player. You know, even, you know, continue to, you know, hone into my skills in blocking, hone into my skills in pass catching. That's really my main focus, anything I can do to become a better Brown.
Is your role, I mean, you know, you came in your rookie year and then you missed it, obviously. Mm-hmm. New coaching staff comes in and they definitely bought in on you. What does that mean to you?
I mean, you know, whenever a new coaching staff comes in, you know, it's like another trial for everybody on the team. And so that's what I felt like when I first came, when they first came in. You know, I'm glad that they believe in me. You know, I worked my tail off to get to this position, as is everyone else on this team. And so I'm just looking forward to winning some games this season.
When they released Gary in the spring, drafted David as well. What was your mindset? What were you thinking through that 24 to 48 hour period when all that happened?
I mean, Gary Barnage is a really close friend of mine. He and I are really cool. But, you know, I don't really handle anything that goes on upstairs. So, you know, I just play football. So whatever happens, happens.
But, I mean, for you as a player, as a member of this team, you know, opportunity goes like that.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, Gary's a great leader. You know, he's done a lot for this team. You know, I kind of had to fit into some big shoes once he left. But, you know, I'm up for the challenge.
That made you the elder statesman, right?
It did, yeah, yeah.
It's only way playing, too early for that,
only
right?
Playing one season, but it is what it is. So I'll take it and run with it.
And I mean, do you feel like you're the guy that David and even Seth are going to for advice? You haven't said that. I mean, trying to help those guys out any way you can in that way?
Yeah, of course, any way that I can. The way that our tight end group works is we all, you know, build and work off of each other. You know, there's not really, you know, one guy that's, you know, the main leader. You know, I could even say that there's some things that I can learn from David, some things I can learn from Seth, some things that David can learn from me or Seth. You know, that's the way it works. And so, you know, it's really just one unit rather than, you know, here's a starter, here's a second guy.
So how good do you think the group can be? Because I think we all watch practice and see potential, but it's also unproven, you know?
Yeah. I definitely think the group can be really good. You know, David is, I compared him to an avatar. He's, you know, a freak of nature. Seth is, you know, got great route running ability, great hands. You know, everyone in our tight end group has something to offer. And I think from where we started, you know, in OTAs to where we are now, we've definitely improved a lot. And, you know, there's definitely a lot more room to improve.
The way Hugh uses tight ends, I mean, I know there were times last year it seemed like every tight end on the roster was on the field for one play. Have you ever been in an offense like that where he'll go heavy on tight ends?
I have not. You know, the most is, you know, two tight end sets back when I was in college. But, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to it. I love that, you know, Hugh loves his tight ends. You know, for that, we love Hugh.
Brock Osweiler is going to start. Preseason opener, you know. So, what have you learned about Brock so far in his short time here? What do you think of him?
Brock, in my opinion, I think is a natural born leader. He's definitely proven himself since he's been here. He takes control of the offense, takes control of the huddle, and it's something that all the offensive skill players and the linemen definitely look for. You know, all of our quarterbacks have definitely improved since they first got here. So to be honest, I think that, you know, you can throw anyone in there. It's that great of a group. But, you know, like I said, you know, Hugh, you know, takes control of, you know, who starts, who, you know, comes second string. So, you know, I'm excited to see what Brock does this year.